Welcome to the Living Waters Church Podcast.
Great to see you this morning. Thank you for joining us. My name is Ryan. I'm one of the pastors here at Living Waters, and I have the pleasure of being able to introduce our new series called Splinters, which I'm actually really excited about. This series that's going to take us from now all the way through till Easter, and so it's going to be really good. Now, before we step into that, I have a piece of family news, church news, that I need to bring. For the past year and a half, we have been blessed. Every one of us actually has been blessed by somebody who has been working really hard behind the scenes. And that person is Tricia Evans, who is sitting right over here. We love Tricia deeply, and each of us has been blessed. Tricia has been working as our administrative assistant for our Willoughby location. So she does things like make sure that we have this space to meet in. Anytime we have to rent another facility, she makes sure that happens. Every time we don't use it, she makes sure we're not paying for it. Those sorts of things. Also, for most of us who volunteer here, we've gotten an email at some point about volunteering and scheduling and all those things. Those all come from Tricia and doing that. Now, when you go on our website and the events are there, that's Tricia. Things come up on church news, that's usually because Tricia has done her job. And so all of these things that happen, Tricia has done. Now, 2 weeks ago, I had the unfortunate conversation with Tricia of her letting me know that she's going to be resigning from her position, which is really sad for us on the Willoughby team. She's going to be finishing on March 10th, which is only about a week and a half away. But we did want to let you know that, first of all, because that brings transition in the midst of things. And for those of you who volunteer, that's going to bring a bit of transition in that those emails are going to come from somebody else. But more so, I want to be able to take a moment to be able to just speak to the incredible value Tricia has provided us as a community. For the past year and a half, Tricia stepped in to a role that was different than how it had functioned before. She had to learn an amazing amount of new things in the midst of being restructured and how we function. And she did that with excellence and with diligence. And so if you get a moment as we finish at the end, just give Tricia a high five or something and just say thank you, Tricia, for doing that. We'll find a way to honor Tricia in the coming weeks, but wanted to let you know that as far as where we're going with that role, we're still figuring out what that's going to look like in the end here. And so you can pray for the leadership of Living Waters just as we figure out how we make all that administrative stuff happen and how that role is going to continue to work moving into the future. But Tricia, most of all, thank you. You're a gem. Yeah. So moving into our message this for today, in 1 Peter, it's written, Jesus personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By Jesus' wounds, you are healed. Powerful word. One of my mom's favorite stories that she likes to tell is from Easter Sunday, 1979. On that Sunday, she woke up and the day did not go as she had planned on that Easter Sunday. She had invited an enormous amount of people over to her house for dinner. So family, friends, there was a whole bunch of people coming over. But the problem was, is that she was 8.5 months pregnant. The wisdom of inviting that many people over when you're that pregnant, well, we won't go into that. But she had done this, and she woke up on Easter Sunday, 1979, feeling like labor was starting. This presented a bit of a problem. And so her solution to this was to actually get up and finish stuffing the turkey and get it in the oven just in case it's false labor. And so she got that in the oven. And where my dad was at this point, in letting his wife that was going into labor finish stuffing the turkey before he took her to the hospital, I'm not sure. I'm going to think the best of him and think that he was taking his oldest son to the grandparents or something like that. But anyway, it worked out. They went into the hospital, and my mom gave birth to her second son. She loves telling this story because she ended up missing Easter dinner that she had made. She had to eat hospital food. She dealt with grouchy nurses because they were having to work the long weekend, which they didn't want to do. And she had to deal with this very whiny, crying child. Sorry, Mom. In the midst of that. And she didn't get to enjoy all that company that she had invited over. Easter Sunday had not gone as she planned. She missed out on it, actually. Now, for those of you who are like, what happened with all the guests? My grandma actually went over, took the turkey out of the oven, grabbed all the food, and got in contact with all the guests and said, come over to my house instead. And they still had the party in the midst of it. But my mom missed out. Missing out on Holy Week, on Good Friday, on Easter Sunday, are becoming increasingly common for most of us. We don't miss out on Christmas, do we? The helpful marketing community makes sure that doesn't happen and ensures that we embrace Christmas wholeheartedly. And maybe it's a little over-marketed, but in the midst of that, we still get the main themes that we celebrate during Advent of hope and joy and love and peace, despite all the marketing. And why not? It's a baby. It's animals around the manger. It's stars twinkling in the sky. But Holy Week hasn't had the same success with markets, has it? Unless you consider bunnies running around, dropping chocolate eggs in difficult-to-find places as success for Holy Week. Holy Week just isn't on the radar until, boom, all of a sudden we're in it. And I'll admit, too, I would rather cuddle a baby than carry a splintery cross. I'd rather open presents than listen to God groan under the agony of a whip. Part of my unease with Easter is that I have a pretty sanitized life. I get to live in my nice North Langley home that looks over the mountains on a beautiful sunny day. My kids go to some of the best schools in the region. I get to interact with people in the same place of life as me for the most part. So what am I supposed to do with the cross? What am I supposed to do with a cross and a vacant tomb in a society that avoids conversations about grief and mortality? When everybody's telling me to live my best life, what do I do with the challenge to give up my life so that I can truly find it? Good Friday and Easter Sunday remind us that Jesus' story is still going against the grain of our culture. And Holy Week is where the rubber meets the road. Comfortable with it or not, this is our story. It's a story about passion and grief. It's a story about suffering and sacrifice, about bewilderment, about shock, about joy. It's a story in which the world was turned upside down. And so why would we expect to be unmoved by it today? But how do we listen to the story? This is the challenge. How do we listen to this unsettling story and let God change us when there are so many other stories competing for our attention in the midst of our lives? How do we listen when there's protests happening across our country? How do we listen when there's threats of pandemics coming into our nation? How do we listen when all these things are competing for our attention in the midst of it? I think one answer to that question can be found in the season of Lent. As Kyle said, Lent is loosely translated as 40, referring to Jesus' 40 days that he spent in the desert. So if you think about Christmas, we journey before Christmas through the season of Advent. Easter, we journey through the season of Lent leading up to Easter. In Lent, we're given this chance to turn our hearts to God in anticipation of the story we hear during Holy Week. Lent is about heart work, not hard work, heart work. Making room for God to work out the splinters, thus the series title, for God to work out the splinters in our hearts. When I hear the word splinters, the first thing I go to is I like to work with my hands. So I like to do renovations on our house, and about half of those renovations actually improve our house, and half of them don't. But I try, and so I like working with my hands, but inevitably, in the midst of that, I get a sliver or a metal splinter in my hand almost every single time. And because I'm a bit of a whiner still, not just when I was born, I go to Katrina and I complain, and Katrina will take my hand and she'll tuck it under her arm so that I can't see, and she... great. And so she'll pull out a needle and she'll start to work out that splinter. And sometimes it comes out really easily and I don't feel a thing. Other times it hurts. She's got to dig pretty deep. I mean, it hurts for me. I mean, others of you would probably be like, I don't even feel it. But it hurts for me, okay? But she has to dig pretty deep and get that out. And in the midst of that, I'm always reminding myself, as I don't want Katrina to, she has fun with this, by the way. It's like performing an operation. It's fantastic for her. But I'm reminded in the midst of that, that it's really important for me to get that splinter out. Because if I don't deal with it right then, it causes a lot of pain and a lot of anguish later on. This is Lent. If we allow God, if we give God the time, he mends, he speaks, and he restores during Lent. It's the time in which we admit our failures and our mistakes, because every one of us has them, our boo-boos, just like I have. And we hear the truth that when we are weak, God is strong. It's said that during Lent, we put something down in order to pick something up. And so I put my phone down to pick up scripture. I give up a meal so that I can take that time to pray. And I also think about the cross. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus says. So it's also a time of recommitting myself. It's a time of reflecting on whether, as the old hymn goes, I'm clinging to the old rugged cross. And perhaps if my grip has loosened on the cross, Lent would invite me into further dependence once again on God. So this is what we want to journey through as a community over the next, not quite 40 days at this point, 35 days, because we're already into Lent. And so we've created, this was on some of your seats, if you haven't taken a look at this, a guide to Lent and Holy Week. And so there's some resource here in this, and then there's a bunch of resource online at lwchurch.ca again. And on the back of this, it talks about what we're going to be chatting about each Sunday for the next while. So there's four ways to join in to Lent that we're suggesting, and that's on the middle page here in the midst of your guide. And we're inviting you to be able to step into this. So choose to put something down so that you can pick something up. Choose something to fast so that you can direct your attention in God's direction. So put something down that you would normally do or take time or energy to put into, and choose to not do that so that you can take that time and energy to read or pray or somehow connect with God. That's one way to join in to Lent. The second one is to pray in community. So add or adopt prayer in your daily life with your people, the people around you in the midst of that. So create space in your life, whether that's around meals, whether that's when you get up, or whether that's before you go to bed, whether that's with your spouse, whether that's with your friends, whether that's with your life group. In some way, create, increase prayer. Pray in community with the people around you. Another way to join in would be to read the story. Choose to read the Gospels in Lent. Here's an interesting thing. If you add together Mark, the Gospel of Mark, and the Gospel of Luke, guess how many chapters there are? 40. Whoa! That means that you can read one chapter a day during Lent and be able to get through two of the Gospels. Or, since we're already 5 days into Lent and you haven't started this, maybe you pick up the Gospel of Matthew, which is 28 chapters. Then you have space to read one chapter a day and miss a few days, which we're all going to do in the midst of that. But the reality is it's helpful to read the story as we approach Holy Week. And the final way to join in is to not forget to party. And what we mean by that is, if you are fasting, if you have put something down to pick something up, in the midst of that, pick that thing back up. So, for example, the classic thing during Lent is to not have chocolate, okay? So if you're fasting chocolate, if that was what you were going to choose, is I'm not going to have chocolate during Lent, I would encourage you that, let's say on Sundays, you would say, I am going to eat chocolate, and I'm going to eat a lot of it. The reason why is we want to celebrate in the midst of that. And that helps us to remind ourselves that even in the midst of being refined, or having the splinters removed in our lives, it reminds us that the good news always has an element of celebration in it. It's not always dark and hard work. There is celebration at the end of it. It also helps to remind us that what we have let go, what we have put down for Lent, is not bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just being put in its place in relation to God. And so those are some ideas. So try to do all four of them for 40 straight days, 35 straight days. Well, maybe that's too much. Then choose one thing to do for the next 35 days. Maybe that's too much. Try to do one thing once between now and Easter. It's your choice. It's totally your choice. And we're okay with that. Remember, the heart of Lent is that we are giving God at least the slightest chance to work in us. As a pastor, one of my highest longings is for each of us, me, every one of you in this room, all those who aren't here today that we wish were here today. My heart is that we would experience God's beautiful work in our lives. And Lent is an incredible opportunity to do just that. So between now and Easter, we're going to be looking at a number of themes traditionally connected to Lent and to the cross, and you'll see them on the back here. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about failure. We're going to talk about grief and loss. We're going to talk about forgiveness. Yes, they are heavy and potentially unsettling topics. We get it. This series has a bit of edge to it. It's going to be a bit challenging. Yes. But depth and healing are going to come through it. This is what gets me excited, is if we lean in as a community into the midst of this, God is not going to be like, oh, wow, they're opening the door for me to work on their heart. Nah. No, God is going to embrace that, and he's going to say, yes, I want to transform your lives, because that's what he does. So my mom didn't get to enjoy Easter Sunday 1979 like she had hoped. Prickly nurses, terrible hospital food, and a screaming baby. Happy Easter, Mom. But even though she missed out on something, I'm trusting that she gained so much more. You'd have to ask her, though. This is Lent. Holy Week is coming. Let's not miss out. The marketing community isn't going to do it for us this time. Let's not miss out this year. So as we head toward Easter as a community, what's going to happen if we join in? What if I figuratively and maybe literally stretch out my hand and ask God to begin to remove the splinters? What will happen? What will happen if that thing that we identified during communion, that we said, man, this thing's holding me back. What if we held that out and said, God, would you remove the splinter? What's going to happen? From what you know about God, what's going to happen? I think that we're going to find that our feet are washed. Our wounds are healed. Our failures forgotten. And our trajectory towards death will be miraculously recalibrated towards life. And we'll experience his love. So the question today is, are you willing to join in? Kyle, why don't you come on up?
So friends, want to encourage you to consider joining us for our event on Saturday coming up, Capture the Spy, if you haven't already. Next week, we're going to be back here continuing in our Splinter series. We're going to be hearing from Roxana. And so we hope you have a really great week. And we'll see you at the event, or we'll see you next Sunday. Take care.